Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Talking the Draft. Now, I know it's been a little while, and I sincerely apologize for that. For some reason, even though we're in quarantine, Connor and I haven't been able to get linked up, but we're on a set schedule now. There's going to be no more excuses. We're here to talk about the draft for the next 25 days, and then we're going to complain about what happened in the draft for the next couple weeks after the draft actually happens. But first, I did want to ask, because it has been so long, Connor, how have you been lately?
So while everybody's quarantining, I'm like the busiest I've ever been at work. So like I know everybody else is freaking out because they're like, oh my God, I'm not working. I don't have anything to do. And like my source of, or I guess you could say my line of work is like super busy now because most people aren't doing work. Mine still is. So everything we're doing is like quadruple the amount of busy as it normally is. So it's been a hectic time. I've been going to bed early, but after work, not playing as much golf anymore. I'm not really doing anything. So I've been falling asleep early. That hurt us the last few times. I think we were scheduled to go in the afternoon over the weekend, and I fell asleep at like 7:30. So that's where we're at.
Yeah, man, I'm right there with you because it's tough. I've been going to work at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, I'm still going in. I'm essential personnel. I got to run the cameras, for the group. So I'm going in too, and you know, I'm trying to, you know, dig into the last part of, you know, some of these evaluations, and school is ramped back up, and there's not much more left to that, and I'm behind in that because I'm a terrible online student. I'm an awful online student, Connor. It is terrible. I have to finish something up, you know, after we get off of this, so that I can get back to evaluations and stuff.
Let me ask you, is playing golf irresponsible right now?
No, I mean, I don't think so. It all depends on, you know, what the process is, because right. For me, like, what I would like to do, because I haven't played golf since all this happened, and honestly, we're closed here for our golf courses, so I can't anyways. But if I could, what I would do is I would call ahead, be like, hey, can I pay for this ahead of time? Can you put the key in the cart? I'm going to bring wipes. So you'll wipe down the whole cart, one person to a cart. I'm just going to play by myself. And then you can keep your social distancing because you never actually have to go into the clubhouse and interact with anybody.
So the courses around here, they just operate out of like both courses I play at, and most of the time they just have little windows. So mm-hmm. You walk up on the deck, and instead of going in the clubhouse, they just have the window open and you pay through the window. And
like, interesting.
Yeah. Like it's one to a cart, you know, obviously they have the soap nozzles on the water hose and just absolutely crush the, you know, the carts when they come in. So like, to my knowledge, I think playing golf around here at least is responsible. So like, that's the only thing that
get you outside and get you a little bit of exercise. Like, and you can even walk. Cause if you have a carry bag,
right,
yeah. Or if you have a push cart, you can walk too. Right. I mean, we're getting to that time of the year, especially down here. And that is pretty much the toughest thing for me, is I haven't been able to golf at all. And this is outside of like October when it's football season and I can't really golf much anyways. This is the best time to do it because I like to walk when I golf, and I can't do that right now. But we're not here. This isn't a golf podcast. Maybe someday you and I will have a golf podcast, but that day is not today. We're going to go over mock drafts. And I'm sorry, guys, but this one's going to be Cowboys related. So I hope you're okay. We kind of reeled you in.
90% of people who listen to this are probably Cowboys fans anyways, right?
Well, it is on the Blog and the Boys podcast network, so most likely, yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to go through a couple mock drafts. We're going to do one where we kind of stay where we're at, unless we absolutely have to move for somebody. And then the next one we'll do, we're going to get really aggressive moving around and getting guys that we really want. And we're going to see which ones you guys like. So, without further ado, I'm going to hit start on this thing. We're going to go through it. I'm going to stop it at certain points, say, hey, do you want to move up? You know, what do you like about these guys here? We're going to talk about the picks. We'll move on. Let's get to it.
Let's do it.
So, yeah, Joe Burrow goes first, Chase Young second, Jeffrey Okuda third, Isaiah Simmons fourth, Tristan Wirfs fifth. So a quarter, the Miami Dolphins did not go quarterback at five. Tua Tagovailoa goes sixth. I mean, I can't imagine that they don't go quarterback, but
dude,
that's the way it goes.
How
here.
Insane would it be if the Miami Dolphins take an offensive tackle fifth overall?
Yo, what if they love Jordan Love?
What if they love Jordan Herbert.
Love and Justin Herbert, because one of those two might be available, not at 18, but they can package 18 and 26 together, or 18 and 39 together to move up to get one of those guys, most likely.
It's possible. Anything.
Yeah, because,
anything
I mean, let's look at this. After the Colts, who needs a quarterback? You know, maybe Jacksonville.
Maybe the Raiders. I don't think we're talking about that one enough either.
Well, and I've had the Raiders, you know, wait at 12. And then get Love at 19 a couple times, but then they might just go and take Jordan Love at 12.
Right. Or, I mean, either way, like, I feel like even at 19, not a lot of people are mocking the Raiders to take a quarterback. And it's like, I think that that's still like a very real possibility.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that it's crazy to assume that that might happen.
Right.
So let's look at the board here.
All right.
We're at 17.
Who went 14, 15, 16?
Here's the rest.
Okay.
So, Derek Brown was 7. Kalyvon Chaisson went 8 to the Cardinals.
That one hurts.
Javon Kinlaw went 9
to
the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mekhi Becton went 10. 11 was Andrew Thomas. And then the three wide receivers go 12, 13, and 15.
C.J. Henderson
goes 16.
So we're screwed.
So here's what we're going to do. If this is the case, I'm not sticking around. We were going to stick around and pick. This is the one where we're going to get aggressive.
This is exactly the reason that I said, I wrote an article that came out today on Wednesday that the Cowboys need to get on the phone with the Jets and just offer the 17th pick for Jamal Adams. And hopefully they say yes. Because if this happens, I'd rather have Jamal Adams than anything else in the first round.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, it's just like...
And they have the money for it.
They have the money. Jamal Adams, like, this time, you know, when they were talking about trading for him at the trade deadline, it was a first and possibly another first and possibly another pick. Well, that season's played out. Jamal Adams' value is the lowest point it's going to get right now because it's not in the middle of the year where he's playing at this all-pro level. You're in the draft. You're going into the draft. Like, this is where the Cowboys have all the leverage to say you want another pick to go get an offensive lineman or a wide receiver or, you know, an edge rusher or whatever. Like, this is the time to do it. And if the Cowboys will have a feeling of what this board's going to look like before we do leading up to the draft, and they have a feeling that Chaisson's going to go, Henderson's going to go, you know, you're not going to have one of those receivers there. I would 100% pick up the phone, call the Jets, and go, here's 17, and next year's second for Jamal Adams. But let's keep on with what we're doing.
Yeah, so here's the situation. Justin Herbert is still on the board.
Oh, my goodness.
Jordan Love is still on the board. So let's look at the teams behind us and see who might want to trade. You know, the Miami Dolphins haven't picked a quarterback yet, so they're probably going to take Justin Herbert at 18, if you had to guess.
Right.
Correct?
Right.
So, do the Raiders really like Justin Herbert? Do the Jaguars really like Justin Herbert? Do the Patriots want to move up?
Saints.
What about the Saints? Right. I mean, My issue with the Saints here is the Saints don't have a ton of draft capital.
That's why they give us Michael Thomas and we call it a day.
Yeah, okay. So who out of that group would you feel comfortable? And this is another thing that I would like to talk about. How many guys do you not want to lose out on? Like, where do you think the cutoff is here? And let me just kind of go through the board here. Justin Jefferson is available. Xavier McKinney, Grant Delpit, Jeff Gladney, Christian Fulton, Zach Bond, Denzel Mims maybe, Patrick Queen, you got Kenneth Murray. Like, who do you want with your first round pick? And who do you feel you cannot lose out on?
You know, that's obviously a good question because we had this conversation a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I was a main component that was like, hey, I don't want to trade away from your Gladneys or guys like that. And, I mean, I guess, you know, like, I wouldn't want to get out of that range where you start missing out on your Gladneys, where you start missing out on your Xavier McKinneys. Like, it's 17... you got McKinney, who I have, you know, I think, you know, I'm higher on McKinney than a lot of people. He's my 15th overall player. Zach Bond for me is my 17th overall player. And then Jeff Gladney's my 18th overall player. So I feel good moving back five spots at that point, because I have three players that are still graded in those top 17 that I feel like is probably going to be there with one to two quarterbacks going in one of these next few picks. So I'm good to move back, you know, 22, 23, if that can land me a second or, you know, an early third round pick of something like that.
Yeah. So for me personally, I'm at Jeff Gladney for moving back a couple of picks. Jeff Gladney, Xavier McKinney, Antoine Winfield Jr. And for me, that's really it that I would love to move back for.
I
mean, here
I got Blacklock at 19 overall too, so I'd be
I like hard. I like Blacklock,
but I don't really,
yeah, but I, for me, like, if it's not Javon Kinlaw, I don't know if I want a defensive tackle then, because I don't think that you absolutely need to go three tech early, and I don't think I think that you can get a one tech later in the draft to hold up, you know, against the run. Because at the end of the day, like, I don't know if you're not looking at, like, high sack potential, which Matabuike could be if he gets a little bit more consistent, but he's not right now. So I'd rather not. But if we do move back to, you know, say 22 to the Vikings, because we can't move back to 21 because we're not trading with the Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles. If we did move back to 22, I'd be okay with those picks, but I wouldn't absolutely love them.
Let's preface this by saying, we know you, let me ask you, you know what the Cowboys would do right here, right?
They'd probably reach on Christian Fulton.
Correct. That's in this scenario, that's 100% what would happen. They would pick Christian Fulton.
Where are you on Christian Fulton?
He is 24 for me. So, I mean, I still like Christian Fulton. I don't love Christian Fulton as a 17th overall player.
Okay, yeah, he's quite a bit lower for me.
Where do you have him?
I don't have my board up right now, but I'll get to my horizontal board real quick. I mean, he's probably around closer to 50 than he is 25. Yeah.
Hey, you're super low.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a second round grade for me, but, like, I like all of the, you know, top four safeties ahead of him. I like three corners in front of him. A couple of edge rushers, four IDL. Like, I like a lot of guys on defense more than him. But, like, for me, Christian Fulton, the reason why he's low for me is because the consistency in his game for me wasn't there. Like, so his best tape is really good. Right. His tape against Alabama for the most part was really good.
Yeah.
But his lulls are pretty ugly at times. And for me, I think that his... He gets so...
Grabby?
Not really that. That's not my biggest issue. My biggest issue with him is he's not long. So at the catch point, he's not very strong. He's okay with sticking his hand in on inside, you know, in breaking routes, but he can't really go up for balls. My other issue with him is he gets so impatient sometimes at the line of scrimmage, and his pedal is so straight up and back on his heels that he's not able to mirror guys, and he lets slants all of the time open. And that annoys the hell out of me. When you have an inside shade on a wide receiver and you allow slants at the rate that he does, that annoys me.
And let me correct myself. I had my wrong board open. This was my one before I did my final grades on my top 150, but actually I'd moved Damon Arnett up to 24 and Christian Fulton is at 30. So, I mean, he had a little fall for me on final grade. So still, I mean, at 30, and I know you're still lower on him than me, but at 17, you'd be...
It would be a reach.
It'd be a reach for sure. It wouldn't be a Taco Charlton reach or a Tristan Hill reach or probably even a Leighton Vander Esch reach for me, but it'd be in the ballpark of that Leighton Vander Esch reach for me.
Yeah. All right.
But what are we gonna do? What are we gonna do?
I say that we at least try to move back, don't you think?
Yeah. Let's try to see what we can get for 17. You know, looking in that. I'd say the highest I'd want to get out.
So do you want to stay? Let me ask you, because this is something that I did this morning. Would you like to move back but stay in front of Philly and try to move back to Jacksonville at 20? And then what you can do there is kind of finagle. This is what I did this morning. Finagle with some of the picks and replace like your second with their second, swap seconds and thirds with them because they pick a little bit before you do, and then take their fourth on top of that.
Yeah, see
you want to try that?
Let's see if they'll I'd be down for that. See if they accept it.
All right, so what we would be doing is we would be giving up 17, 51, and 82. And we would be picking up 20, 42, 73, and 116. So I'm going to put this through and see if this works.
Let's cross our fingers.
They denied it. But what we could do is we could add on our fourth. So what? The only time we're losing picks, we're losing three picks here. We're going from 17 to 20. But we like guys in that range still.
Yeah, right.
So you're losing, you're swapping out all of your picks for the first four rounds. But you move up from 51 to 42. You move up from 82 to 73. And you move up from 123 to 116. So you gain spots in the second, third, and fourth round, but you lose it in the first. Are you still okay with that?
No.
You're not.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Say that one more time.
You're getting better spots in the second, third, and the fourth round. You're moving up nine spots in the second, nine spots in the third, and seven spots in the fourth. And you're losing three spots in the first. But we have three guys that we're okay with picking.
Will they throw in a six at that point so we have a six round pick?
Yeah, we can try that.
Yeah, try that. Because I hate not picking in the sixth.
Yeah, I'll try 189. If not, I got 206 here as well.
And if this one doesn't work, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll get it straight.
All right.
Cross your fingers.
All right. So they didn't take it, but I'm going to add our seventh in because I don't care about that pick and see if they take it with the sixth.
All right.
So we're swapping a bunch of picks here.
Right.
They didn't take it, so it didn't work. So let's take a break.
Yeah.
We'll come back, and we'll see if we can get Jacksonville to agree to a trade here.
All right.
All right, bet. Oh yeah, I don't want to click out of this, so this is what I do. All right, so I'll bring us back.
All right.
You ready? Give it 10 seconds and then I'll come back in hard.
Sounds good.
What's up, everybody? We're back on Talking the Draft, and we have had a trade accepted by the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, we are moving back from 17 to 20. We are moving up in the second, third, and fourth rounds, okay? So the reason why we were okay with just swapping picks in the second, third, and fourth round is because we move up 9 spots in both the second and third round. And I believe in the second round, there's a chance where if we don't go safety at 20, that we might get one of the top guys at 42. And then at 73, there is a plethora of places that we can go. And then we also move up from 123 to 116. If we haven't picked a receiver in the second or third round, we might get some really good value on a guy that can come in and start on day one in the slot at pick 116. And then we also still have picks 164, 179, and 231 that we can work with as well. Okay? So, without further ado, let's get to it. And I'm mad.
Jeff Gladney just go.
Not only did Jeff Gladney go,
Xavier McKinney.
but Xavier McKinney and Grant Delpit both went.
Well, that's true.
So
That's the risk you take.
that is the risk you take, but it's okay. And I'm going to tell you why it's okay. Because the Dolphins still haven't taken a quarterback.
Oh my God.
And the Patriots still haven't taken a quarterback. And the Saints still haven't taken a quarterback. So Justin Herbert is still on the board, and somebody's got to move up.
We're
So
moving back again?
we can acquire more assets here.
Let's try it again.
That was a huge backfire. Holy crap.
Well,
Oh, that
we
sucks.
just got fired.
We just got screwed. I mean, I'm okay with this because I'm still okay with
Wait,
I'm
did Justin Jefferson go?
Justin Jefferson is not gone.
Do we take Justin Jefferson?
I mean, I'm higher on Jalen Reagor than I am Justin Jefferson.
Oh, I am not, sir.
But
Sir.
I feel comfortable with Justin Jefferson.
Where are we picking right now?
We're picking at 20 right now.
All right, why don't we see if we can get Minnesota has a pick at 27?
25.
25? See if where are we at? We're at 20.
We're at 20 right now.
Why don't we offer the Chiefs 20 for 32 and see if we can pick up their second round pick?
64.
Yeah, see if they'll accept that.
All right, so you want to move back.
I want to move. Yeah, I'm trying to just get the assets now because we've
Yeah.
screwed up.
Because
We're
it yeah, well and at this rate, we can get, guys like do you want to throw in a sweetener? You want to try to throw in 164?
Yeah, throw in a seven. See if the seven gets it done.
Okay, we'll just work our way up. Seven didn't get it done.
Gosh.
Let's throw in the first five, 179. Let's see if that gets it done. That doesn't get it done.
Oh my God. Can we so we can't hit restart in real life.
No, we cannot.
Oh
So
boy.
listen, I'm okay moving back from 20 to
All right,
32.
hear me out, hear me out, hear me out. Is it the Broncos that have multiple second round picks? They have like two second round picks?
So
I
the
think.
bra let me pause it here real quick. Not pause the recording, but pause the draft. The Broncos have a pick at 46. And that's all I see
All
for
right,
the
there's.
Broncos in a second.
So we're at 20. What are.
The Dolphins have 39 and 56. But, like, I would rather just move back a couple of spots. Because then if you move back a couple of spots, you still have guys like Zach Bond. You can – I don't know how you feel about Julian Aquara or Yurgos Matos. And then you also have, at that point, Christian Fulton. And you have Antoine Winfield Jr. as well. I don't know how you feel about him. I absolutely adore him. So
I think I'm ready to pick.
Who do you want?
I know we're not going to agree, but I think the pick Zach Bond. I got him graded as my 17th overall player. He can play the right side defensive end. He can play some linebacker for you too if you need him to. He's versatile. I think he's got some upside as a pass rusher. I don't want to go, you know, I don't think you're going to get the value to go back any further. While, I mean, because again, if you're only going to move back a few spots, like you're
What if we try to move back? I mean, the Dolphins have a ton of picks. So if the Dolphins want to go from 26 to 20, we can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down to try that. I'd move back six spots.
Yeah, all right. So, I mean, we're going to try that. We're going to give them a call.
We've been getting hung up on a lot here recently.
Yeah, are you cool with 20? Are you cool with 26 and 70?
Yeah.
In return, 26 and 70. Yeah, they didn't take it. So let's throw in. I'm gonna throw in a 7 here. What about if we try to get 26 and 56, and we get rid of 116?
We don't have a job anymore.
Sure we do. Because we're still going to get good players.
Oh, man.
All right. I'm not in full agreement with this. I would like to move back a couple picks. Just a couple. 23 to the Patriots and just pick up some assets. Because there's still a couple guys that I would like to pick.
I mean, can we get a four from New England?
I'm going to try to get 125, probably not, but I mean, we can give up a seventh with that maybe. I mean, we can at least try that.
I don't need a seventh.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't care about a seventh. Oh, yes. So we can't even do that.
Oh my. We're picking. Will they give us a six? See if they'll give us a six, that way we have a sixth round pick.
What about if, I mean, I'm going to try for a fifth.
Yeah.
All right, so 172, and we get 23. Still no.
I mean,
nobody wants to trade with us. This is ridiculous. I never have this many issues trading. They have a million six-round picks, and they won't get rid of any of these. They won't get rid of any of these six-round picks. Connor, what the hell is going on right now? We've
spent 32 minutes trying to trade.
So just to pick our first pick. Let's pick.
Look,
this is ridiculous.
At this point, who's your top-graded player still available?
My top-graded player is Antoine.
Give me your three top-graded players and where they're at.
Antoine Winfield Jr., Jalen Reagor, and it'd be Antoine Winfield Jr., Ashton Davis, and let me go to my board real quick. Antoine Winfield Jr., Ashton Davis, Julian Aquara.
All right, I would be Zach Bond, Ross Blacklock, and Justin Madubuike.
Oh, actually, Ross Blacklock and Justin Madubuike. So you want to take a D-tackle? Let's take a D-tackle.
I'm ready to take the edge rusher.
I'd rather take a D-tackle because I'm higher on the D-tackle than I am the edge rusher.
But are you going to be able to get an edge rusher in the second or third round?
I believe so. I believe we're going to be able to get Julian Aquara at 52 or at 42.
Do you have – you got Blacklock rated higher than Madubuike?
I do, but would you rather bet on the pass rush upside, or do you want to take the better player right now?
See, here's my thing. I think Blacklock has pass rush upside.
I think he does too. I think
TCU
that
scheme,
yes,
destroyed any production that he could have had.
So you want Blacklock? I'm cool with Blacklock.
Let's take Blacklock.
All right, let's do it. All right, so now we're going, and we're going to pick at 42. Now, 42 should have a bunch of options. We should just feel comfortable taking
some.
They're
all probably going to go, and we're not going to be able to trade back.
Dude, like, just have a nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
How hilarious would that be?
Well, it's kind of already happened.
I mean, it has kind of already happened. But we just
move back.
Antoine Winfield Jr. is still here at 42. Do you really not like Antoine Winfield Jr.?
No, he's my 25th ranked player. I'm fine with
that. So why wouldn't you want to take him at 42? You side.
Who else is on the board still?
You side. And I don't like that. I don't like that little sigh.
Here's the thing. I love the player Antoine Winfield Jr. I'm just worried about the injuries. Like, it's like the same thing with Tua with me. Like, I have Tua as a top 10 player, but I'm terrified of the injuries. Like, that's the only thing. Like, I still have him graded as a top 20. Antoine Winfield Jr. is my 25th ranked player. Like, I love him. I love the player. I'm just terrified of that injury risk.
So, Noah Igbinoghene, who I'm much lower on than you. Marlon Davidson, Antoine Winfield Jr., Austin Jackson, Jeremy Chinn, Trevon Diggs, KJ Hamler, Clyde Edwards to the left. I mean, I'm way higher on Antoine Winfield Jr. Like, it's not even close.
Here's the thing. Where do you, like, I view Antoine Winfield Jr. as, I mean, I think he can play both, but I see him as more of a free than a strong. Do you agree?
No, I just think that he's a versatile safety. I think he could play either. But, like, I think that when you look at the way that the NFL is moving, they're getting more and more into match based coverages, and I think that when you're in a match-based coverage, you have to be versatile, and that's what makes a guy like Xavier McKinney so good, and that's the scheme that he's coming from, and he was good in that scheme.
Do you think that having not had, like, in my opinion, like, Xavier McKinney's still, like, he's a strong safety in my mind that can do multiple things.
Yeah.
Where, like, but, I think Delpit is more of a free that can do, you know, he can play in the box. I don't want him there, but he can. But, like, do you think Winfield Jr., Xavier
I think Winfield
Woods...
Jr. is a better run defender than Xavier McKinney is.
Oh, see, I don't agree there.
Oh, coming from depth? I absolutely
do. Maybe coming from that center field, you know, deep third.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Xavier McKinney, you can throw in and play some will.
Right.
But I don't plan on having my safety play a whole bunch of will.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Here's the thing. You're going to be able to get – do you like Damon Arnett?
He's my 24th ranked player.
You're going to be able to get Damon Arnett.
I mean, I would take Damon Arnett ahead of Antoine – ahead of him graded one spot ahead of Antoine Winfield.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you're probably going to be able to get Damon Arnett or Jalen Johnson at 73.
Yeah, I do not like Jalen Johnson, so I'm hoping that's Damon Arnett.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You might be able to get A.J. Terrell at 73.
I'm good with Antoine Winfield Jr. I mean, he's my 25th ranked player. I can't complain.
Thank you. I would like to go as well. I mean, we could just double up and go Justin Matabike and just throw bodies at the interior pass rush. Or we can go Julian Okorah and go edge rusher. I like Julian Okorah, too.
I don't like him that much.
You're gross, and I hate you.
I have... Okorah is my 63rd ranked player, so that would be a little bit of a reach for me.
Yeah, that's gross. Okay, we're going Antoine Winfield Jr. here. And we're going to pick at 72, or 73, I'm sorry.
We need an edge rusher and a cornerback pretty badly.
And
reaching too hard.
And what we can do at 73, if you want to, is move up. But we have, right now, we're at pick 60, and Igbinoghene, Terrell, Johnson, Arnett, Dantzler, Hall, and Pride Jr. are all still available.
All right, let's let it run.
Oh, I am. Okay, we're at pick 65, and A.J. Terrell and Damon Arnett are still available. If one of those guys go, do you want to consider moving up?
Yes.
Okay. They literally both just went, and I wasn't able to pause it in time. I tried my damnedest.
All right, so are we on the clock?
No, we're not. It's pick 67, and we have... I mean, we have a ton of wide receivers still available, too.
Is Okorah available?
No, Okorah went 56 to the Dolphins.
Oh, boy. All right, yeah. So are we on the clock now?
But we have Akeem Davis-Gaither is around.
Again, I'm going to have him ranked in a spot where I feel I'm just trying to figure out. So we're on the clock now?
No, we're at pick 67, but I'll take us to the clock.
Yeah, take us to the clock. We're not going to do anything.
And if we need a corner, we can put – I mean, do you like Terrell Burgess?
Yeah.
We can have Terrell Burgess play corner.
I agree.
He can absolutely do it. All right, so let's look at these corners. We have Troy Pride Jr., Darnay Holmes, Amik Robertson. Maybe Pride Jr.
I'm going to have Robertson as my top graded corner there.
Yeah, but I mean, we're just talking like, do you want outside guy or? I mean, that's my only thing.
I agree. I mean, I think Robertson's a dog. He can play on the outside. I think his size, you know, he's going to fit best as a nickel. But I think I wouldn't see in some of his, you know.
Another thing that we could do is if you're okay with, Winfield being the versatile safety, we could double up on safety. Especially in the coverage aspect of things. I know that we have two already, but those guys are going to be gone next year.
What edge rushers are available?
Darrell Taylor is not available. Khalid Kareem is your best guy. Bradley Anaya is available. Alex Highsmith is available. Your wide receivers are nice. Donovan Peoples-Jones, Brandon Ayuk, Michael Pittman Jr., Chase Claypool, Brian Edwards. You got names there.
All right, for that, I'm going to take Hamler's gone.
Yeah, Hamler's gone. I hate Hamler.
You don't hate Hamler. You literally said you love everything about him.
I would take him at 73 if he was here.
I'm 100% okay with taking Brandon Ayuk here.
So, are you higher on Ayuk than you are Pittman?
No, I didn't hear you say Pittman.
Pittman's available.
Pittman would be he's my 51st ranked player. He's ahead of Brandon Ayuk, so that would be my.
Okay. I'm also cool with going Brandon Ayuk.
Ayuk is because, so Michael Pittman's at 51 and Ayuk's at 57. I think Ayuk's a more natural slot player.
Is
Brian Edwards still available?
Brian Edwards is still available. And here's my thing is we can wait till 116 to take a receiver because one of Brian Edwards, Van Jefferson, KJ Hill, Courtney Davis are going to be available at 116 most likely. So, like, we can go somewhere else with this pick.
Josh Uche's gone.
Oh, yeah, Josh Uche is way gone.
Go through your corners one more time.
Corners are Troy Pye Jr., Darnay Holmes, Amik Robertson, and then we could go with, you know, Kyle Duggar's here, Ashton Davis, Terrell Burgess, all those guys are still here as well.
I mean, let's go with our guy Troy Pride.
I'm cool with that.
I mean, again, I have Amik Robertson graded a little bit higher, but I understand, you know, his size and kind of where you think he's gonna fit. I don't mind taking Troy Pride here. I think that's a decent value.
So do you like Pride at corner more than you might like Burgess at corner? My only thing is Xavier Woods and Haha are probably gone at the end of this year.
Well, no, not
so that. You can always move Burgess back to the free as well.
Woods has one more year under contract.
No, this is his last year under contract.
No, he's got one more.
No, he doesn't.
Are you sure?
Yeah. He was drafted in 2017, and he had a 3-year deal.
No, he's got a 4-year deal. All draft picks are
4-year. No, they're 3-year deals.
No, all draft picks are 4-year deals.
Are they?
Yes.
Let me see that. Xavier Woods,
If he was a 2016, which I think is 2016, then he will be up. But if he's 2017, then he's got one more year.
Does he have one more year after this?
All draft picks are 4-year deals.
No, this is his last year.
Okay.
Yeah, in 2017.
He
played in 2017.
It was 2016.
No, 2017 draft. So then he played in 2017, played in 2018, played in 2019. This will be his last year.
Right.
So Holy crap. I think that I would rather have Burgess over Pride.
As a corner or as a player?
As a player overall, but I think Burgess is going to be okay at corner. I think Burgess is the more physical player. And that's what it comes down to.
Yeah, I mean, I just think you got to have a natural corner in the first.
I think he's better. I think. I mean, Burgess played more corner than he did safety. He played in the slot more than he played back.
And that's what I'm worried about. I'm not. You know, if I'm picking a slot player here, then I'm going to go with Amik Robertson.
I'm okay. Let's go Perine. Let's go Pride Jr. So you guys
we gotta get a boundary.
Yeah, we're going Pride. I don't think that we do. And I'm gonna tell you why I don't think that we do. Because I don't want to reach for a guy just because we need a corner.
I don't either.
We can go after corner very, very hard in free agency next year to get bodies, and we can get guys later in the draft that can be high upside, that can be depth pieces, that can work for roster spots.
I mean, again,
we are only gonna have one next year. One corner on the roster.
Right.
But, like, for this year, it's not going to get much better than what you already have if you don't pick one in the first two rounds. It's just not. Because those guys aren't going to be better than what you have right now. You're just drafting one for the future.
Right. And I mean, hoping that they're good. For the most part. I mean, you always find that guy in the third round that comes in and plays better than you expect him to. I mean, you just can't bank on that. It's, you know, you never know. You could have Troy Pride come in and play better than some of the guys that go in the first with Christian Fulton's and guys like that, but you can't really bank on that. If we're going natural boundary corner, I'm going with Troy Pride. If we don't mind, I mean, because I don't mind playing Amik Robertson in the slot or outside. I know he's undersized, but I mean, he is extremely physical. Like, I'd be okay with that too. I mean, I'm still high on Cameron Dantzler because of his tape. He's not still hanging around, is he?
No, he was gone.
Okay.
He might be around in real life.
I'm ready to go with Amik Robertson or Troy Pride. Those would be my two options.
Yeah, we took Troy Pride.
Okay.
I just went with it. Okay. And we are at pick 116. I assume you would like to get a slot wide receiver here.
That would be nice. What are
KJ Hill and Courtney Davis? You have guys like Devin Duvernay, Quintez Cephas, Brian Edwards is gone.
Gosh.
Van Jefferson went literally the pick before us.
We are so fired.
I know who I like more.
KJ Hill or who's the other one?
Courtney Davis.
I have KJ Hill graded ahead of Courtney Davis, but not by much.
I have Courtney Davis comfortably ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I got Courtney Davis at 111 and KJ Hill at 102. So I'm not like super high on either one of them, but
yeah. So you're cool with going with Courtney Davis?
Yeah, I mean that's fine.
It's okay. All right. So for my next pick here, do we need to take a break?
Yes, we probably do.
All right, we're gonna take a break and we'll be back to finish this old draft off.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com. Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Life moves pretty fast. Are you drinking water that can keep up? Smartwater Alkaline has everything you need to stay hydrated, no matter where your day takes you. Whether you're pitching a tent or your next big idea, Smartwater Alkaline can help you perform your best. It delivers a pure, crisp taste that makes it the perfect chaser after a big workout. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, we are back on Talking the Draft. I would like to thank Blog and the Boys and Vox Media for allowing us to host this podcast on their network. If the Dallas Cowboys don't fire us for what's transpired in this draft, I hope that Blog and the Boys can forgive us for our transgressions. I seriously, everything is great. And this is, you know, a big, you know, saying in the military as well. It's all your every plan is great until the first bullet flies, and then it all goes to hell.
Right.
Every single mock draft I ever do is fantastic. And then when I actually have to record a mock draft on a podcast, everything goes complete to S.
And you know that this is how it happens in real life, right? Like,
yeah. No, absolutely.
like the, you know, on the mock draft machine, it all works out great. But like, come draft day, like, this is probably more than often, you know, more often than not, this is how it would happen. So this is one of the reasons why I'm more set to just not trade back. But I mean, I definitely get the, you know, the point of moving back. And like you said, you moved up in every round. It just, in every round, it kind of came back to bite you. So it's a risk you take, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, we got ran on pretty bad.
Yep.
in this one, and that's pretty unfortunate.
I meant to ask you, and I totally forgot, is our guy from Iowa, Michael Ujimudia, is he available still?
No, he was gone.
Okay, I was gonna say that might have been one that I'd consider, too.
Yeah, so our picks have been Ross Blacklock, Antoine Winfield Jr., Troy Pride Jr., and Courtney Davis. We're at pick 164. And I have a couple questions here. I know that you were a fan of McTelvin and Kim at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah.
I liked his tape as well. We have Anfernee Jennings still available. I'm still an Anfernee Jennings fan. He can play as an edge rusher, a Sam linebacker. He can play a little bit of right defensive end for you. So I think he would be an okay pick here at 164. You have Bravion Roy available, the big Baylor one tech who has some absolute juice. He is a one tech that's kind of a ball of clay that you can hopefully mold, and his pressure rate at the one tech was fantastic in the Big 12 this year. And then you have guys, you know, your big, tall, you know, athletic cornerbacks, your Reggie Robinsons. Any of those names really catch your...
Anfernee Jennings, McTelvin Aguim is my 129th ranked player, so I'd love him value there. Mm-hmm. Anfernee Jennings, I'm a little bit lower on him than some. And then who was the other... What was the last name you just gave me?
We have Bravion Roy, we also have Reggie Robinson.
Oh, I love Reggie Robinson. He's my 134th ranked player, so I'm pretty high on him. You know, like...
So the question here is, do you want to force edge?
See, let's talk about that real quick, because at this point in the draft, forcing needs isn't bad. Like, at this point... This is where you start to knock out players that, like, hey, we need an edge rusher. We can reach a little bit here. Like, at this point, it doesn't hurt you as bad as it does in those top 100 picks. So, like, Anfernee Jennings makes a lot of sense here. What is this, our fifth-round pick? Where are we at? Fifth-round pick? I think it's fifth?
We are in round five, yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm fine with taking Anfernee Jennings here as a guy who can kind of be, like, your great value Zach Bond, who can play multiple spots for you. Has some upside as a pass rusher, can play some Sam linebacker, like you were saying, and can do a few different things. So I'm totally cool with taking Anfernee Jennings and getting that kind of Swiss Army knife defender that can rush the passer on third downs and maybe filling in some of your linebacker sets for you as well.
All right, so you would rather have him over the rest of them?
Not by my grading scale, but at this point when I'm trying to fill out some
money. We pick again at 179.
Yes, pick Anfernee Jennings. I think that is your...
Okay.
At this point, where I have all these guys graded, going for a position that you need a body at that can probably make your game day roster makes a lot of sense.
We are at pick 179 now.
Tell me my boy Reggie made it.
I have some good news. He made it.
Let's turn in the card.
And on top of that, it's really easy for us because both Aguim and Bravion Roy were taken earlier.
Here's my hot take. Reggie Robinson is going to be a CB1 in the NFL.
You want my hot take?
Yeah.
He got a... Let's look at it here. Let me move down the list.
Oh, boy.
He got a fifth-round grade from me. So this is about where I want him. Is it a hot take? I mean, I feel like a lot of guys like him.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like most people like him in, like, the fifth round. You know,
like I didn't like him as much, and I need him to not be so stiff. Overall bad with getting turned around and getting blind spots attacked. For as good an athlete as he is, he does not trust his athleticism. He opens up his hips way too early in cover three. I mean, I know that he's trying to stay on top, but bro, right. You run a 4.44.
Yeah.
You can keep up with these boys.
But that's what, I mean, again, that's like the players that I'm taking on day five are guys that just need coaching. Like
he needs to be a cover three corner. Like that's all he can do. I don't want him in man.
I mean, I think he can do it. I just think his ceiling is much higher.
And my issue with him is, for as big as he is, he's really not that strong consistently at the line of scrimmage. There's great reps, but there's some reps where he gets absolutely bullied too. So, I mean, what I want people to understand is that when you get down to pick 179, like, I'm sorry, but you're not going to get third-round guys in the fifth round, most likely. You know, every once in a while you do, but, like, at this point, like, the guys are who they are.
Like I said, my hot take is I think Reggie Robinson, if he gets in with the right scheme, we're going to be talking about him, you know, I think we'll be talking about him by year two as a guy that, like, how did this guy fall till day three? I think he's got that kind of talent in him, athleticism and ball skills. It's all there. He's got to learn to trust that athleticism, like you said. And I think the scheme's important, but I think if he goes to the right team, and
so he kind of reminds me of King,
Kevin King.
From the Packers.
Yeah,
that's who he kind of reminds me of. Like, a guy who can make plays here and there, but a guy who is going to get freaking toasted every once in a while as well. Reggie Robinson, he has the athleticism. He's coming from a small school. We have some damn good DB coaches in Dallas right now. So, you know, hopefully they're able to turn him around. I'm fine with taking him as well. And I'm pretty sure that's our last pick.
Really?
Didn't we give up our seven? Did we give up our seven? We might not have given up our seven. But we can fill time here. I mean, let's talk about how the draft is actually gone here.
Terrible.
Not great, right?
Not great. We're definitely getting fired. Well, and the bad thing is we're not, because Blacklock's going to be...
I think Blacklock is going to be better.
He's
going to
be better, you know, like, Blacklock's going to be...
I think he'll be a more productive pro than he was.
No, I definitely think that, but I think he's a guy that, like... Like, you can play at the nose, you can play at the under, he can move around for you a little bit. Like, I think he can do multiple things. I don't think he's he's not just your Tristan Hill three technique. I think he can play some of at the one. You know, he's been able to drop and add weight easy. Like, I think he's a guy that production is going to take a jump at the next level. I think he's a guy that, you know, if Gerald McCoy, you know, gets injured, which he hasn't, knock on wood, throughout his career, that he could step in and you're not going to, you know, it's not going to be that jump from what it was last year to Tristan Hill. And I think that trading back, getting some better value in some of these rounds, like, that's definitely worth what we did in the first round. So I don't hate Ross Blacklock there. You know, where I have him graded, you still got good value, so I'd be happy with that. It was those second and third rounds that I feel like we were like, oof, we wanted more there.
No, I mean, I love our second round pick.
Well, that's true.
It was, for me, it was the first and the third round pick that I didn't love quite as much.
Where do you have Blacklock graded?
He'll be a top 18 player for me.
Because
I don't love the value of taking a defensive tackle at 17 or 20.
I just want
unless to, it's Javon Kinlaw, who I think is a top 5 player in this class.
Well, no crap, goofball.
But that's what I'm saying.
I would take Chase Young at 17, but that's not going to happen.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that I don't love the value of taking that position at 17. It's a lot like with...
But if you have him graded in the top 18 and you take him at 20, you got to be happy with that value.
No, I don't, because I don't love that position at that point. I can have Saquon Barkley as my top-rated player overall. I still don't like him going second overall. Because he's a damn running back.
But you're probably not going to... I mean, you as the scout probably wouldn't have him graded at second overall, right?
Not if I'm doing a team-specific thing, but if I'm doing a team-specific thing, I probably don't have Ross Blacklock that high if we're talking about just for the Cowboys. This is all in a vacuum. My player rankings are all in a vacuum.
I mean, so are mine. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you have Blacklock as your 18th overall, let's just say that.
Yeah.
Like, no matter, you know, like, I mean, again, unless you're the Philadelphia Eagles with Fletcher Cox, Javon Hargrave, like, at that point, team-specific, you're probably, like you said, you're not going to have Ross Blacklock graded that high because you're taking in needs when you're doing your grades. But, I mean, again, I have Blacklock at 19, and at 20, you know, I'm like, okay, I got good value there. I didn't reach. I got a player right where I was picking. Like, you got to be happy with that if you're taking a top 18 player at 20 overall and you picked up better value in the second and third rounds for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see how you can be upset with
it. And that's where I'm okay with it, because I don't think that you're going to be quite as the cupboard won't be as bare in real life, I don't think.
You won't get as unlucky.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get it. And that's this has been a good exercise for showing how bad things could get.
All right.
I mean, yeah. This really was like a worst case scenario. And maybe we come back another time before the draft and do this again and make it so it's not a doomsday scenario.
Yeah,
and I mean, we can actually have a little bit more fun with it.
I guess I understand where you're coming from a little bit, because I kind of gave you the sigh of Antoine Winfield at wherever we picked, and he was in my top 25. Again, my only issue with Winfield there is I just, like, the player in itself, fantastic. The injuries concern scare me to death. So, like, that's where I'm like, ugh, I don't know. But I don't know. Did we have a seventh-round pick, or did we move that?
We do have a seventh-round pick. I have a couple places I want to go here. I think the seventh round is a perfect spot to get a really fat guy.
Who's
a return man.
What defense alignment are available?
Let's look at it. We have Raekwon Williams, Mike Panaswick. I don't know how to say his last name, but the two Michigan State kids,
right.
Garrett Marino, who I'm not taking because he's undersized, Robert Windsor, who I'm not taking because he's undersized, Josiah Coatney, Darian Daniels is probably your first, like, true three tech. I'm a big fan of Darian Daniels. Have you watched him at all?
I have. He is, let's see where I got him. He is my I can't find him right now, so I'll have to find him in a second. But yes, I like Darian Daniels a lot.
Okay, so
155th ranked player. So
okay. So how do you feel about, have you watched, I'm sure you have, he's a Virginia kid.
Joe Reed.
Do you like Joe Reed?
Yeah. I mean, again, like you said, you know, probably more as a returner right now than a receiver,
yes.
But
yes, and he's somebody who you can bring in, you know, kind of, if you want to have a Tavon Austin, your lucky whitehead.
Right.
Well,
I'm fine with taking Joe Reed.
And I think that you can do that without taking away from Pollard. I don't think that having him on the team is redundant at all.
Yeah.
You can also take James Proche if you want just a regular slot receiver as well.
I wouldn't hate that either, because we went. Did we go Michael Pittman?
No,
We went Courtney Davis.
So we have a slot receiver.
Yeah, we don't need to do that then.
Okay, I like that.
Cephas isn't available, is he?
No.
Okay.
So we have Joe Reed or Darian Daniels. Do you want a fat guy or do you want Joe Reed?
What's Joe Reed's measurables?
Let me look it up. He is
smaller, dude.
He tested really, really well. Ran a 4.47. And he ran a 4.47, and he had a not so great 10-yard split or 20-yard split. So top speed is good. He jumped 38 inches and 10'3". So his overall relative athletic score was a 9.31. Here's the thing. He's 6004, 224.
Man, I did not think he was that thick.
We're taking him, right?
Like, yeah. I mean, yeah. Again, that's seventh round pick. He can be your returner.
That's a 224-pound, 447 running, 22-mile-an-hour running receiver.
Hey, all I'm saying is we might not have gotten any Pro Bowlers this draft, but we might not have to cut any of these guys either.
I think you got a Pro Bowler.
Winfield?
But that's just me. Yeah. All right, yeah, I'm cool with Joe Reed, and then I'm throwing a bunch of money at Darian Daniels in free agency. So, that's it. We're done.
Let's review it one more time. We went Ross Blacklock, Antoine Winfield Jr., Troy Pride Jr. Take the rest of it away.
Courtney Davis, Anthony Jennings, Reggie Robinson, and Joe Reed. So that's TCU's Ross Blacklock, Minnesota's Antoine Winfield Jr., Notre Dame's Troy Pride Jr., Texas A&M's Courtney Davis, Alabama's Anthony Jennings, Tulsa's Reggie Robinson III, and Joe Reed from Virginia. That is realistic because they're not small school kids, and we know that the Dallas Cowboys don't draft small school kids. So right,
let me ask you, and then we got to get out. Knowing what we know, what we just drafted, would you rather do what we did, or would you rather trade 17 and one of your fifths for Jamal Adams? That should be an easy question.
Jamal Adams.
Yeah, all right. Let's do it.
But I don't think that they're going to get rid of Jamal Adams.
It is the Jets. It is the Jets. They just replaced Robbie Anderson with Breshad Perriman like it was nothing. I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying that I would make that phone call and try to do everything within reason to pry him away from them.
You're going to have to give him a market-setting deal.
I'm fine with it. He's playing. He's got his. This is his fourth year. We got him on the fifth-year option, and then
Listen. If they didn't pay Byron, so then they could trade for and pay him, I'm okay with it.
That's right. Exactly. Let's do it.
But they're not going to do it. So
no, not at all. I mean, I don't screw think so. Us. I think the idea like makes sense. Like they don't have a strong safety on their roster right now.
Yeah.
They have guys that can play the position, like Clinton Dix, they can play that position. I don't think they're all that great at it. I think Winfield's probably your best option at this point, but like
easily.
I'm totally on board for calling up Joe Douglas and trying to get, you know, maybe we can do to him what the Cardinals did to Bill O'Brien.
Let's see what we can do with it. That's all we got.
Like you said, we'll come back on in a few weeks and maybe have a better draft for you guys. This was kind of the more realistic option. Let's put it that way, because this probably is more. You're not going to get your Ken Laws at 17. You're not going to get your Jerry Judy's at 17. But something like this is kind of realistic and more of a realistic option. And maybe we can come back here in a few weeks and give a maybe still stay realistic, but have some better results.
Yeah, we can do better. We can do better for sure. That's all we got for you guys on talking the draft. Oh, everybody have a good day, please. Goodbye.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.